Let's come into a comfortable seat for meditation. Whatever we've been doing so far today, so far this week, so far this moon, this year, this long century, we arrive in the moment of formal practice, setting down everything that obsesses the heart and mind that we've carried from the past. The past as recent as 5 minutes ago, the past as distant as five generations ago, or five cosmic eons ago, or beyond. You might feel a resonance between the stopping of movement through the body as we settle into stillness, and the stopping of the stream of narrative that pours through the mind. As we invite the thoughts to settle and the attention to connect intimately and directly with the life of the senses unfolding, the sights and sounds, smells and tastes, sensations, energies, states that are here and now. So we arrive in the here and now, setting down everything that's been before, without picking up the future. Our practice of mindful inquiry brings us to the kind of stillness and deep listening where we can see or feel or sense how each moment's state of heart or mind or body, energy, unfolds into the next. And feel the result of a deep breath. As an immediate shift in our tone, the kind of energy present in the body. And we can feel when we set down the narrative or drama that we carry from the past, we can feel how there's a kind of vibration or a state that we're in. That even as we are not thinking about the past, we are carrying or feeling, being affected by the energy that has given rise to this moment based on things that have happened in the past. So we're simultaneously deeply present, or practicing being deeply present, being intimate with the sensations happening now, here in this place. And at the same time, we are available to see clearly how our experience of the here and now is a product of the disciplines we've cultivated in the past, the actions that we and other people have done in the recent past or the distant past. Begin by noticing your energy on the spectrum of wakefulness, as we often do at the beginning of a sitting. Notice if there's a lot of energy, if there's buzziness, alertness, wakefulness, brightness of attention, or if there's dullness, sleepiness, fogginess of attention, low energy. First, just notice your energy with mindfulness, kindness, no judgment. It is whatever it is. And then notice how you can fill in or know how this energy came about. How was your sleep last night or the night before? How was your work day today, yesterday? How's the drama in your relationship world? What food have you eaten? You know what the conditions are that give rise to certain kinds of energies. And so the inquiry into conditions is to practice understanding that our choices and our actions have had an influence on our state. Other people's choices, other people's actions as well. You don't have to think through the story of the past to have a felt sense knowing of how the past has partly given rise to this state that you're in this moment. What time it is for you, all the factors. You can do the same with your emotional state. You might feel the affect or feeling tone present, generally pleasant, generally unpleasant, somewhere in the middle. Our emotional state also is a kind of echo of, or a reaction to, or the flowering of impact in our ecosystem based on things that happened in the past, something someone said to you today, or that you said to someone else, something that happened. The state unfolds in the present as feeling. But we can hold an understanding of how the state is conditioned by past actions, ours and others. And holding it in compassion, holding ourselves and others in compassion. And the last of the core qualities or spectra I check in on in a meditation, after physical energy, emotional tone or energy, is the mental. Is it easy to focus and steady the mind, or is the mind distracted, pulled, scattered, stirred up? Notice the tone in the mind in terms of your ability to settle. Really feeling what steadiness in the attention feels like. It's important with mindfulness to really know when concentration is easier and when it's more difficult. And to do that, we have to develop a taste for steadiness, a taste for concentration, a taste for relaxation. Non-distraction. So notice where you are on that spectrum of focus. And again, notice how you might already know what some of the conditions are that have led to your state being what it is. It can be some of the same as energy. Sleep matters, food matters, social contact matters, drama matters. Drama particularly matters in terms of choices we've made, choices others have made. And so as you have a sense of your state, the meditative understanding of conditions is not to think about or try to figure out all of the actions and situations that led to this state, but is really to find the feeling or the felt sense that this state is both connected to that which has come before, but also distinct from what has come before. It's never been exactly like this. It never again will be exactly like this. That's impermanence, change. But how it is a product of what has come before, which means that our actions matter. Our thoughts matter, our words matter. And so to feel how we bear impact is the heart of this reflection. And to just feel that in my state right now, I'm carrying the impact of the world. The way that specific things affect me, the way that the general situation affects me. And if it's generally pleasant, there can be gratitude for the privilege of being at ease in this world, the joy of not being threatened in this moment. And if it's unpleasant, there may be some dukkha, some grief at things not being better, kinder, more comfortable. And compassion may come, or other feelings, anger at the conditions that have led to suffering. Again, don't let it go too deeply into thinking about. Stay with the feeling, the energy, the tone, here and now. And we just feel how this moment's unfolding state is like the unfolding edge of a wave always pouring forward. You can let your attention settle with the body breathing. And just feel the energies that are here as the moment unfolds into the next. Pressed forward, creating the sense of time by unfolding or flowering out of the very moment before and all the moments before that. We ride the unfolding lip of the wave, neither falling behind into storytelling or forward into the future of fantasy, but right here, riding the unfolding aliveness. That is right here and right now. So we'll practice in silence like this together. To close our sitting, let's sing the mantra of Prajna Paramita. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. 3 times. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha.